Everything in that little black dress. After everything, I must confess I need you. Hello, everyone. Hey, guys, it's me, On, your DJ On Air. We are back, not with another episode of Chit Chat. We are back with Vinylthon, 24-hour pure vinyl programming. I hope you guys just enjoyed that song. What song was that?
The Other Side of the Door by Taylor Swift.
The Other Side of the Door by Taylor Swift. Hashtag great song. Guys, we are just going straight into it. I have a box of random vinyls that I found in my attic. I know that they're okay to play and everyone's going to love them, hopefully, but I also don't even really know what they sound like. So we're really starting off strong on the little mystery box of albums. What is this? This is Ice House. All I know is that they're Australian and that they were previously named Flowers, but they got copyright striked for that, so their name is Ice House now. So I hope you guys enjoy. We're just going to go for it. Hashtag Ice House.
Something here. Welcome to Vinylathon. Wait, how do I... Okay. I just turned it off. What mics are we on, guys? 2 and 4 All right, lit. You're freaking on. Introduce yourself, guys. No, never mind. You're not on. I lied.
It's 2 and 4
It's on now. Oh, I can hear myself. Why can't I?
Hello. Hello, 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 hello. What's up, guys? You just heard me talk, but I'm going to introduce myself.
Me and On switched places, so
we switched spots. I'm at the little table with the crayons and the papers next to the main board. Mm. And my name is On. I'm your DJ On Air. I have chit chat every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. But for right now, we're here at 3 to 5 at Vinylathon here at WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Yeah, woo! Yeah, woo. Hi, I'm DJ Lonnie. I do miscellaneous music every Monday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Seemed a little unsure of that.
I literally forgot what time is my show. I literally forgot. Yeah, thanks for freaking tuning in to Vinylathon. I hope you guys have had an amazing time so far. Yeah, so we got some great tracks for you guys today. What did we just play?
We have songs. We just listened to Ice House. That was the song.
Yes.
We Can Get Together.
Yes.
On the second side.
I'm sorry.
There was something coming after that. Okay. Chill.
Sorry. Like my brain's moving on a really fast speed, and there's no. This is like the Tamagotchi life, like conversation.
Yeah. I was sped up. Yeah. This was Ice House's from my collection of albums from the attic. Throwback to cleaning out the attic with DJ On Air. I'm going to play more of this later.
Yeah.
Right now we're playing DJ Lonnie's Vinyls, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, we can go back and forth. So, I don't care.
Well, this is, you're only going to be here for an hour. So
no,
I want you to get the full spread of the
miscellaneous
music.
I'll be here for the second hour. I just have to leave maybe 10 minutes early.
Oh, you're here from 3 to 4.
I'm here
3 to 5.
Run through is until 5 p.m. So we just have to leave a little bit early. But
Okay.
Do we know who's after us? Who's after us?
I have no idea. We got to check the schedule. And you should check the schedule, too, because there's 24 hours of live vinyl programming here at WONY 90.9 FM.
We have a second guest who didn't introduce themselves.
Yeah, everyone's just been giggling over there.
I'm just like the commentary in the back, you know?
Except you haven't commented on anything yet.
I'm just like the applause and the
giggles
laughter.
The clown over here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I love you.
Are you going to...
No, I can't see you guys. It's just a giant, monitor.
I see your arm.
You never introduced yourself. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm Maddie.
Yay.
W. Not Maddie.
That's true. Not to be confused with our good friend, yes. Maddie, who, if she didn't have homework, would be here right now.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Maddie.
But unfortunately, she has homework.
She has homework.
So are we going to keep playing some DJ Ice House? What's the vibe right now?
You go pick your vinyl out and set it up, and I will talk to the viewers.
Okay.
To the listeners.
Maddie and On have great conversation. I'm going to go mess some stuff up. Yeah. Let's go.
Oh, we can have some conversation. What'd you have for breakfast?
For breakfast, I went to Wales.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Okay. It's the only breakfast place, okay? I had strawberry yogurt because they didn't have any vanilla. And I had some granola pieces on it and some flax seeds. Get on top of that, guys.
Oh, you really got to think about that. Exactly. You know, I don't get the flax seeds in my yogurt, but I get it in my oatmeal. I get the chia flax seed combo in the oatmeal and a lot of walnuts.
Yeah, I haven't ventured to the oatmeal section yet. I know it's there. Mm-hmm. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Oatmeal is like subpar at best.
Mm. It's oatmeal. To me, oatmeal is oatmeal.
Yeah.
I feel like a Michelin star chef could make me oatmeal, and I'd be like, that's just oatmeal.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really just what you put in it. I put a lot of cinnamon sugar. That's just how I swing.
Yeah.
You know, and you really got to think about that.
Hey, my good friend.
Yeah. Home. I also had a bagel. Plain bagel.
Bagels
with cream cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dogs on bagels with stuff on it.
Ooh, I like a bagel with stuff on it.
I like a sesame seed bagel.
Mm.
Ooh. Those are a classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to think about that.
You got to ponder on that one, you know?
Sesame bagel, I personally, and I feel like I can't find this too often, I like a poppy seed bagel.
Mm.
Because there's only really two times you ever eat poppy seed is when it's on a bagel or if it's in a lemon muffin. You know?
Oh.
So I like, I think I like the,
do we have to use my glasses cleaner last year, but I don't
not
have
with me.
Oh, it's I don't have my glasses cleaner either.
Yeah, and my sweatshirt.
Just like wave it around. I don't know.
I don't know what size on what.
I'm sorry, I didn't bring my glasses.
Well, oh, what size? Does it say? It should say on the actual vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Like on, A like, side the and B side. The little circle.
You and I've never used vinyl in my life.
That's a lie.
It doesn't say that.
Oh my god. On top.
Oh, okay. all right, both Maddie and Alani are searching for the songs that come on, you know, how on a vinyl it'll be like A-side, this song. They're both searching for that now, so it's just me, your DJ, on air. I hope you guys are excited. I have no idea what Alani's about to play. Well, actually, what is Alani, what are you about to play right now?
Some Ricky Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. The classic.
You want to comment on Ricky Montgomery? The classic?
Yes, I love Ricky Montgomery down.
Dusty, I'm scared.
Ricky Montgomery is
okay. It'll
dusty.
Just be a little, it'll be a little, you know.
Okay.
Pop a little bit.
Okay.
Because it's dusty. I'm sorry, I didn't bring the cleaner up. There's a scrunchie over here.
That's been there a while.
Yeah, it's collecting dust.
If anyone's missing a pink, like, satin scrunchie in the Wony studio.
Guys, yeah. I think it's, like, set up, like, I don't know.
Do you want help?
Hit the play button.
Yeah.
Let's hit the slay button.
Make sure it's on.
This other one's paused, right? Okay,
wait. Yeah. Guys, Ricky Montgomery is amazing. Everyone should listen to him. I haven't listened to his new EP, though.
I
know
DJ hasn't put on.
But I bet it's good.
I can't. I don't. Oh, whoa.
Yeah,
I hear it. Okay, this is Ricky.
Wait, I'll start an outro.
Wait, was that like an outro to a song?
Aw, crap.
Yeah, it was the end of the first, that one song.
All right, that didn't work. It's fine. What was this song? Okay, I lowered it down so we can sell. Okay, this is on Ricky Montgomery. Maybe Line Without a Hook. I'm not sure.
Well, the anticipation is too much.
Is it playing something? I can't even tell.
Nothing I can hear.
Wait.
Keep talking.
Oh, we are once again troubleshooting the vinyls. We are here at Wony Studio, are troubleshooting the Ricky Montgomery vinyl. You know, these things happen, and I hope everyone has some patience with us. But, you know, yesterday I was outside and it was kind of warm.
Kind of.
It was more than kind of warm.
It was hot, yeah. But I had a sweater on, though, and I was kind of like,
Maybe some great temperature.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. I feel like I do kind of run cold.
Yeah.
I wish that I was the person who runs hot because it's like, oh, this guy is warm. But I'm not.
I'm both, I guess. Like, I'm just, like, cold
all
the time. You
run, like, freezing cold, yeah.
But, like, when I'm in the, like, sun, I'm like, sweating, so,
yeah. I prefer to sit in the sun like a beautiful sunflower.
Yeah.
And take in photosynthesis.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, I love the sun. I got to wear a total of, like, nothing for clothes yesterday, so that was really good.
That was great.
But I got really cold when we got to BJ's brew house.
Yeah.
Yes. We did go to dinner.
Yeah, it was great. Happy birthday, Maddie B.
Happy birthday to
wait,
DJ.
Wait.
Melodic Beat. What is her
melodic
name?
Melodies. Melodic.
Melodic melodies and music with Baddie B.
Baddie B?
Maddie B. Melodic. What? It's melodic
wait,
something.
Look. Check it.
What am I checking?
Check it.
Check what? Oh, Montgomery.
This is not Montgomery.
Oh.
It's happy birthday.
Okay, I don't like
happy
that.
Happy birthday!
Hey, yeah, happy birthday, Maddie B. Turning the big 2-1. Technically not until tomorrow, but
tomorrow.
I'm living a day ahead always. So turning the big 2-1. We freaking love you. Yeah, birthday weekend. We're getting love for Maddie all weekend. I still have my cheesecake in the fridge. Guys, I think that pizookie really messed me up.
That was my first time having pizookie. I really enjoyed it.
It was really good. My stomach hurts so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really so cooked right now.
It's the next day and your stomach still hurts.
That's why I told you. I woke up and I felt terrible. I think it probably... Wow. I'm like, it could have been the pizookie and the like chicken parmesan duo. Just yes. Like a lot of dairy in that, you know?
Yeah, you just... Hey, you really like...
The dairy pills couldn't save me.
All the time. Like any food, it's torture for
you. I thought they would have saved me, but they really just didn't.
Well, isn't there like, you know, you get like resistant to it after a while, you know, too many dairy pills. And
no, they still work for me, but I guess it was just too much dairy. You know, it was, you know.
You didn't take enough.
I didn't take enough. And I kind of ran out and I was like, oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just, it wasn't really that good. Like, but hey, I'm pushing. I did have a Starbucks cookie this earlier.
Did that help?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it made you happy, and that's all that
matters. It made me happy, and that's all.
I'm not surprised that didn't work.
I have to look for my gas pills in my bag because I don't know where they are, like, at all. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, what's going on with Ricky here?
We're putting on Ricky. Does anyone remember what the name of the album is?
No. Montgomery Ricky.
Thanks.
Montgomery Ricky.
Yeah. We're charting. Make sure to chart, guys. Maybe I just want to make sure to chart. I'm always charting. Okay. This should be. Oh, shoot. Has it been playing this? Okay. I thought it's been playing this whole time. All right. This should be Ricky Montgomery. I don't freaking know. I'm ready, though, for anything. Hold on.
Oh, hey.
All right, Ricky. All right. Turn off the mic. See it when I do. Ooh. God knows I do. Only in my darkest moments can I see the light. I think I'm prone to getting blinded when it's bright. Oh, well, this December, I'll remember. Want you to see it when I do. Okay, we're so back. Wait. I think I just knocked my jacket off the chair. All right. While on setting up the next song, that was This December by Ricky Montgomery. Maddie, talk about that song real quick.
It's a good song. It's called This December. What? It's great to listen to in December.
That is true.
I don't know if there's like a background to this song, personally, but...
Ow! Sorry.
But yeah, I don't know. It's a good song, definitely.
Yeah. This is actually Maddie's vinyl we're using, because I have no vinyl. Guys, I don't
get you on that.
I don't collect vinyl, because I'm like, I don't have the room anywhere for a vinyl player anywhere in my apartment. So it's like, I barely have room for like my CDs and my K-pop stuff. Because I have it in like a little small bookcase. You've seen my room. I have it in a little small bookcase on the corner of my room.
Yeah.
And if you hit it, all of it falls down. It's everything on top of it falls off, and it's terrible.
I'll definitely say it's
okay.
Definitely money consuming and it space is. Consuming.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
You can get a little closer on.
I want everyone to know this is going to be kind of, I don't think that our vinyls match very much. So this might be like a little whiplash type hour. Just a heads up.
That's okay.
I don't know if this is going to match with Ricky Montgomery, but it is a single, and I'm glad I play all my ones that are just, like, one song.
That's a classic.
Now. While we're...
Might as well, while we're doing back and forth.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, we can keep doing back and forth next hour.
I also hope that.
Well, if we're only doing one, but we have a good, we can just return back.
True.
To what we have. Or I can just... We can talk about this off the mic. They don't need to know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, they don't need to know our thought process. We can't talk here. Email me. Like, we'll discuss that at a later time. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I looked up what it meant.
I'm ready.
So genius says it suggests people can change. Our family issues don't like. Whoa. It doesn't define us, you know, and like you can just like fight and find hope.
Wait, hope, like Danganronpa.
Yes.
Like Danganronpa.
Yes.
Like hope versus fear for hope. Okay, it's question of the day. Do you think people can change?
Yeah.
I think.
An says yeah.
Did you not see the gallery opening with Anjali, Tessa, and
I did not have a chance to go see my good friend's gallery opening.
Change is the only constant.
Change is the only constant. That is true, though. Mm-hmm. That is true.
People be changing, though.
Like, people do be changing.
Like my good friend RM from BTS once said, things change, people change, everything changes.
That's so true. My goodness,
yes.
Like
that.
He's really, we're really close. Yeah, we have a really tight relationship.
Did he tell you that personally?
He told me that. Like, he was just like, he was putting hidden messages in his Change Part 2, song. Came out on his Indigo album. Great album, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And
like that was for you.
It was for me specifically. For a while, I was going to get that.
Tattooed?
Yeah. Things change, everything changes. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
But my first quote tattoo ended up being the "Live life like flowing water," which also I think has a connection to change.
Yeah,
that is true. Because yeah. The river is always changing.
It's exactly, changing flowing water. Water's always flowing. You got to keep going. Thank you, John Khan of 17, for that quote.
Thank you, John Khan of
17. Okay. What's this next song?
This next song is "Summertime" by Chronic.
If you guys didn't hear that, it's "Summertime" by Chronic. It was
$4.99.
In June 1996.
$4.99.
Okay.
Just for that, because that low-key seems kind of expensive.
Excuse me.
In 1990.
That is kind of expensive for like a 96. 94. Well, were they like super popular?
I have no idea who this band is.
Maybe like they bought it when it was new.
Summertime, so.
Yeah, maybe it was like really, really like it just came out. Chronic. Is this Chronic in all caps?
Yes.
Lit. Summertime, you said?
I
oh, it's not actually spelled like the word
no,
Chronic.
It's stylized. I mean, you just change it to a K, really.
All right, man.
And there's also no. No, that's right.
Summer.
Wait, there's no H.
Oh! Like, all right, man. All right, man. We're going to play this and I'm going to chart it and we'll see you guys back in a few. Oh! It's.
Check it out. It's just what it's doing today. Summer days and nights, I'm out bitching in the grass, biting a mosquito back, body bites, body back, seeing forth on my own way. I'm out every day, packing in a tank top, flip flops and socks, going up to my old classroom door, rocks. Smell a kid in the air, so who's gonna tell? Sneaking my bubbles galore, hiding next to you as well. Fast stuck in the back of my building, I'm steady puffing in the coffin, but I'm still chilling. Me and my homies rolling quick, cause somebody messing with it and sits up the Cadillac. But who wide about to be jumping? You ain't getting in unless you can do your car. But summertime, I keep a day out. Check her out, flex. But I can't spend too much time. I'm all about getting mine, spitting rhymes.
Summertime.
Now it's all about that, so what's happening? Spit a little gang, got the number on a napkin. She was a cutie with a ghetto booty.
once. Yeah, I'll check it. I'll check it. That was a... Why am I so echoey?
Why? You're not... I can't hear you at all.
My mic wasn't on. My mic was not on. That's my fault. Oh, yeah. The like, what's happening to our mic? It's so spinny today. Can I tighten this? Hold on. Oh, yeah. I got that. I got that. I got that media major. I know equipment, bro. I know. Oh, my God. So that was Summertime by Chronic. Might have been the radio edit, actually. I'm unsure. I have no idea.
It was radio.
But, yeah. That was one of On's. And it's
3:28.
Nothing. I'm not saying anything. I'm just laughing.
You're laughing.
I would never laugh. No, you can't say anything about that. You can't say what you're doing.
Okay, okay.
You can't mention it again. I'm just laughing. I can't be Googles the Clown over here. Like, I can't be Googles the Clown.
You already
have
Googles
the Clown over here.
When, when we went on the bus to the Broadway trip, genuinely, like, Michaela kept doing that bit with me, and I was losing it. Like,
Googles the Clown.
Yeah, like, they sat me next to Googles the Clown on the bus, and it was, because I was so tired that I was just, like, dying, like, mm-hmm. that whole time over there. It was so, like, oh, my God. Anyways, how'd everyone sleep last night?
Great.
Yeah?
I actually slept pretty okay.
I'm glad.
I had another weird morning where I just wanted to jump out the bed.
Oh.
And I did indeed jump out the bed. And I jumped out the bed, and it was, like, 8 in the morning, and I went to the studio, and I just got back.
Hey!
That's beautiful.
You're such a hard-working art student. What about you, Maddie?
I slept good. I mean, there was one point, I think I fell asleep watching Jacksepticeye.
Classic.
And then Maddie walked in, and for some reason, I was so panicked to turn my phone off. Like, I woke up, and I was, like, turned it off, and I, like went to bed. I was, like,
you're, like,
oh.
Too embarrassed to be watching.
Maddie used to be, like, you're not actually sleeping. Like, get up. Like,
like, no one can know that I'm watching Jacksepticeye to
no
go to
sleep
right now. No
one's gonna watch Jacksepticeye to go to bed. Like, what?
Wait, I'm finna be in the pit.
I'm finna be in the pit. Guys, I literally, what time did I go to bed? I tried to stay up to watch Ryan and Lily and with Maddie, like, play Top Notch Life, and I was getting mm-hmm. so tired. And then I got to my bed, and I literally was, like, I was just scrolling my phone. I was on, to, like, on some Twitter, you know, doing the Twitter, Instagram, like, mm-hmm. jump back and forth. And I literally, like, I think I knocked out at some point with my phone, like, in my hand.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, I was half asleep, and I think I heard, like, Ryan and Lily outside, like, talking. And I was like, oh, my gosh, wait.
Oh, my gosh, sorry. Wait.
Excuse me. Sorry. Yeah, and I was like, oh, my God. Ryan and Lily are outside talking. Cool. And then I don't remember when I fell asleep, but I woke up at least 15 times last night. My stomach was killing me, and then I woke up today at, like, 11:50-something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, cool, I feel like I'm going to die. This is great. And so I was like, maybe I need to sleep more, but I couldn't fall back asleep. And I was just sitting there and hoping that my stomach would stop hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually it did at, like, 1:30. So... That's how my day has been. My goal was to wake up and do some homework before we had vinyls on, before we had run through, but that didn't happen.
Well, you could possibly do the homework during run through.
I don't have my laptop with me, though.
Oh.
I feel like the first day of run through, I can never just, like, focus enough to do homework. I get too stressed out.
It gets a little evil, and, like, everyone's trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, you want to watch all the dances, and it's like, I just can't.
Yeah.
First day
run through was,
I
just stand and hang out.
Mm-hmm. So, like, and it's like, it's the first time we're showing it, I just get really nervous, so I can't really focus too much. I might do, like, my, like, nothing burger homework, try to start my nothing burger homework, or, like, do some research for the homework I have to do today, but, like, on my phone, but I didn't bring my laptop because I knew I wouldn't be able to focus, and it would just be weight on my shoulder for no reason, you know?
Yeah.
I have to set up my vinyl, right? Or are we staying on Ricky? Okay.
I mean, unless you want to listen more Ricky, I'm down for Ricky.
I'm down. Back. Like, I don't mind going back and forth. Like, there's nothing against that. Maddie, how do you feel about that, though?
Hey, I don't mind, bro. You play whatever you want to play.
This
I'm just here to listen.
This is a democratic society, and I'm using your vinyl, so I need to know your opinion. It matters so much to me.
Well, which Ricky song are you gonna play?
Well, I was gonna go through and play Line with the Hook. Line without a hook. But I was like, should we just, like, go back and forth, and then we can save extra Ricky for later? Like, I don't know if we're doing one and one and one and one and one. Like, what? Like, you know.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you got to think about that.
There's much to think about here.
A lot to think about that.
All right. Well, you guys keep chatting. I'm going to figure it out.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. How are you?
Doing good.
That's good.
Can everyone hear me crinkling the vinyl?
I can. Like ASMR?
Spyro Gyra. Spyro Gyra.
Is that the one you got signed?
Yeah, this is the one that's signed by Jay Wall.
That's beautiful.
Did he retire yet? Because I remember he was going to. I don't know if he still works here.
I'm not sure. I never had him as a professor. So
me neither. I think I sat in on Maddie B's class just so I could get it signed. I feel bad because I was low-key stressing her out, but I also got it signed, so it's fine. It worked out.
Everything worked out in the end.
So I'm just kind of like touching the vinyls and moving them around and not actually doing anything.
Well, it looks like you're doing stuff, so.
Do I look busy? Hold on, next I'm going to open my tablet and like tap on it.
I really like this like color.
Thanks.
It's purple.
Yeah, it is.
It's very you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not a purple fan, but it's kind of growing on me. And I'm like, this is good. This is good for a tablet.
It seems right.
I didn't like this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I remember this one from last year.
Yeah. Oh, it's getting played again. I have to double check. Okay, before, if anyone is listening here.
Mm-hmm. My dad is.
if Dominic.
Yep.
Dominic Wick, hey. Hope you're enjoying the show right now. Where did it just go? I was going to check the lyrics on this vinyl.
We need to get like a live chat in here. Just comment down below.
You know how much I would actually would love that if this was... Oh, here it is. It's under Joy Division.
You just need to start like streaming.
That one.
You know?
Dominic, I have a question for you. If you know, I have this album, which says, this is Sun Scream, SunScream, on the album Pressure Us. Let me know if I can play this on the radio or not. Maybe if you want to, like, look up the lyrics for me, if you like.
We need some behind the scenes work. Like,
we can get an update or something. I'd appreciate it.
I have a question.
What's up?
I need someone to look at this. Keep talking.
Oh, Maddie Wick has now vacated the joint table again to assist Alani. I don't have Maddie Wick's phone, so if we do get a timely response from Dominic Wick, sorry for name dropping your entire name on the radio, it's going to have to wait a little bit. Let's see. What are you guys up to? Huh? I'm sorry, it's looking a mess right now, but like, hopefully you guys are getting some enjoyment out of this. I personally am loving this right now. I feel like when I'm in the booth having my show, it's like fine, it's chill, it's like just me. But I think it's a different energy when you have people in here and we're chatting, we're trying to figure stuff out. Maybe it'd be even more fun if, you know, it was organized. But personally, I think the chaos adds a nice touch to the college radio. To be fair, if you wanted to listen to, like, not that this radio is bad, but if you wanted to listen to organized radio, you wouldn't be listening to college radio. So you got to think about that. That's, you know, that's important. Oh, I'm sorry. I just hit you with the Some Scream Pressure Us vinyl. I don't know what Alani has and is planning to play, but I have some new wave stuff. Let's see. I got The Human League, the album Dare. I think that's the album they did. Distraction was just, yeah. See, I got some classic Yes. I'm trying not to play all the songs that are really, really long. I feel like classic Yes, the songs are really long. I also have Spyro Gyra and Weather Report, which I plan on playing, but, you know, they're jazz. And jazz songs are usually longer than 5 minutes. So, you know, I'm going to hold off on that for now. What else do I have? I have some... Ooh, I have Bernard Wright. Whoa. Bernard Wright. With Who Do You Love, Girl? I'm in love with you. I am for sure the skies. Who do you... Yeah. Little teaser for you. Got Evelyn Kling. Evelyn Kling. Oh, my God, guys. I'm so sorry. Evelyn Kling. Ooh, make my love calm down.
Ooh. I love that song.
Ooh, you make my love calm down. I got that.
Can we at some point do it when we're just playing two songs at the same exact time and it sounds insane? It just sounds crazy.
You want to do a mashup and play two songs at the same time?
It's like two like songs that make no sense together at all. Mm. Why do I hear myself?
We could totally do that.
I don't know why it's doing that.
I forgot the hour.
Fun fact, I haven't played that album yet. So
what?
Yeah, I just opened it and I didn't play it.
Guys, wow. is his name RM, like when he does solo stuff, or is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I was making sure. This song is the greatest song ever.
Yeah,
I believe you.
Can it? Hey, thank you. This is all okay. This is another one of Maddie's vinyls, of course. But this is "Come Back to Me" by RM of BTS. Right place, wrong person. Great song. Thoughts on the song, people?
It's great, bro. I love that song. We're getting close to when it came out. Like, it's been 2 years almost?
Yeah.
Because it was, like, in May, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's crazy. Were you not in haze when we watched a music video to it that one time?
I don't remember.
You'll
probably know the song. Lexi loves this song.
I'm not going to remember.
This one's for you, Lexi Bowl.
Hey, shout out Lexi.
Shout out Lexi.
Don't even mention Lexi. Shout out Alexandra Lorraine Bull, bro.
That's my goat, bro.
Oh, my God.
That's my actual goat,
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's dive right in. I'm scared it's not going to play, so I'm going to turn my mic off.
Get ready to come back to me.
Okay, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Just playing in the headphones.
Find a night, stay good. Spring's always been here. Our sleep in our eyes. Come back to me like you used to do. Be what you be. I will roll you to moon. I forgot the hour. I don't wanna know about the hour. I forgot the shower. Says who I shkando akawa. You don't have to be. You don't have to be the anything you see. Try not to be. Try not to be. There's something in this sea. Come back to me like you used to. Now I could see what a life is about. I told you I'm fine and I stay good. Spring's always been here. I will sleep in her eyes. Forgot the hour. I don't wanna know about the hour. I forgot the shower. Says who a shkando akawa. You don't have to be. You don't have to be the anything you see. Try not to be. Try not to be. There's something in the sea. I told you I'm fine tonight. Stay good. Spring's always been here. I will sleep in her eyes. We'll be right back.
Boom. Boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom. Oh. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, it's because I don't have my headphones on. I had a different pair of headphones on. It's like, whoa, 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 I can't hear anything. I can't hear anything.
Okay, we're all good. Right, we're so back. That was Come Back to Me by R Freaking M. I don't like calling him RM. I don't like calling, like, some idols, I don't like calling them by their stage name. Mm. I'm like, bro, you're like, that's Kim Namjoon, bro. Like, that's like, why would I call you R? Like, I don't like.
The full.
That's Kim Namjoon. I'm not calling him Kim Namjoon, but I'm like, that's Namjoon, bro. Like, I'm not calling you RM. Like, I'm a 17 fan, obviously, we know this. And, like, there's a member of 17, his name is The 8. I have never.
The 8?
I have never ever called him The 8. I will never call him The 8. I call him Minghao. That's his name. V8 is the worst stage name ever. I hate it. V8. I'm trying to think if we also have a stage name that I really don't like. I don't know. Some stages I really just don't like, and I'm like, I'm not calling you that, man.
There's one I can think of, but I can't remember the name. Like, it was really weird.
I'm thinking Heesung left in Hypen, and now he's going by like Evan.
What?
Evan? Yeah, he's going by his English name, Evan. I hate that name. If your name is Evan, I'm sorry. But, like, I don't like it.
If your name is Evan, I'm sorry.
To Evans of the world, I don't have nothing against you. I think you're all... I'm sure
you're sorry, not because I don't like the name Evan. I'm sorry that you were named Evan.
Someone said V.
Oh, yeah. I don't like V. I don't like saying V. Like, I say Tay. I don't like saying V. I don't know. I feel like some stages are just stupid. I'm not calling no grown man the 8. You're a grown man. I'm not calling you that. Like, what? Like, I'm not doing that. So that's my little tidbit here about why I don't call Namjoon RM. I don't like calling him RM. Man, I wish I had TXT on vinyl. I'd love to play TXT for an hour straight.
Yeah.
But we don't.
But we don't.
Alas.
Alas, we don't. But when it comes... Can we have, like, CD-a-thon?
We already did.
Oh, no. We have radio-a-thon.
I put CDs on radio-a-thon.
I have so many CDs, and I don't bring them to school with me. And I'm like...
You start bringing them.
I have a boombox in my room. You gotta get on.
I don't have space for anything.
Well, that's not my issue.
That's why I don't have anything up here.
That's, you just start. Got to start putting it in the common room.
I'm just start throwing everything in the common. I have Malika's bag from fall in my room still.
Oh.
Oh my god! If I don't bring it to work next week, genuinely shoot me. Like, actually, like, I'm not keeping that in my room. I have to start packing. I have to start packing my room up in boxes.
Hey, when are we getting, like, the storage closet?
Fine. That building hates us. They're not going to give us anything. Fine Arts hates us. Like, actually.
We need the storage room. Because there's also a box, like, a bag under it. I'm like, I don't
maybe if we have, maybe I could ask an IRC. IRC is closest to Fine Arts. Close enough to Fine Arts. I'd be like, do we have any, like, empty storage around?
Can we put some stuff in?
IRC is, like, a weird building, though. Maybe Schumacher. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just need a closet. We need a closet. We have so much stuff.
So
my gosh.
So much stuff.
Anyways, everyone join OK Crew. Because we do so much. We have...
OK Crew.
I'm a little scared.
I just didn't realize you were close to me. Like, you... I was really locked in. Well, I was really locked into staring into this blank screen in front of me, so I didn't
with
even...
The little screen.
Yeah, I didn't even notice you coming up. Like, it was kind of a little frightening. Anyways, this next one is Ons. Ons, tell me about the song. Or the spot. Oh, or not. Okay.
What? I was about to tell you.
I really... You turned around. I couldn't...
You know this. Everyone knows this. Hey, this song needs no introduction.
Okay, this song needs no... Can you tell me... Okay, well, you can tell me what... All right. Okay, bye, guys.
I have the wrong headphones on again.
These wireless?
Yes. My Bluetooth... What are these? Oh, the logo is covered up, so I can't remember. Oh, my Bluetooth Anchor ones.
The Miku headphones?
Oh, yes, they have Miku on it.
Miku headphones?
And a unicorn. Well, actually, the horn broke off, unfortunately. So she's just a regular corn.
Just a regular horse?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a regular horse. It doesn't even have wings or anything.
Not even a Pegasus?
No, not even Pegasus. Wait. Pegasus has the wings.
Mm-hmm.
Unicorn has the horn, but there's a different word for one that has the horn and the wings. Pegasus and...
I gotta look this up because I don't know. Up.
I don't know either.
What's the name for a horse? A mythical creature.
What are we chatting about?
Horse with wings. Horse with
Pegasus?
Wings.
Pegasus?
But there's one with wings and a horn.
Pegasus and unicorn.
Yeah, but the one with wings and a
alicorn.
Horn.
An alicorn.
An alicorn has both?
I guess so.
Have you ever seen Charlie the Unicorn? Alicorn?
Oh, yes.
Oh, classic.
Yes.
Classic.
Wow, this is so interesting. Oh.
I want everyone to know.
That does not...
But what alicorn.
I don't. It's just like.
I don't have my glasses on, so it just kind of looks like you showed me a very tan man.
It basically was.
Oh, it is. Oh, he's got wings, though. Wings.
Wait, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. My Little Pony, like, you know, like OC, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
If you were one of the main six, who would you be?
Ooh. I never watched My Little Pony.
What?
I'm sorry.
I got Ken assigned to Rainbow Dash.
Mm. That is true.
Mm. All right. Now, Ken assigned me, though. Which one would I be?
On.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
With bated breath, I wait.
On's like. Okay, this might be like, I don't know, this might be up for contention, but On's low key Applejack to me.
Oh.
You think I'm a little country?
I think I don't. You got a little country in you sometimes.
Okay, I could see that. I would definitely keep some chickens.
Not even country specifically, but you're a little old fashioned. And I think that, I think that like coordinates with country to me a little bit. That might be a stereotype. I don't know. I don't know. I'm from the city. I'm a city girl. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely eat some apples. Oh, yeah, I'm being shown a picture of
a bicorn.
A bicorn. Oh, wow.
Like bisexual unicorn?
Yeah, basically.
Nice.
Well, it looks more like a goat to me. I don't
know.
It's
like part horse.
Can you like
ox.
Put it really high up?
Okay,
I can't
okay,
see.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'll zoom in too. He has two horns, by the way.
That's why he's called a bicorn.
Because he's the bisexual corn.
Yes.
Corn, horn. What? Horse. No. Unicorn.
I want everyone to know I'm really trying to focus very hard on this conversation because I'm listening to this album in my other ear to make sure it has no crystals because I really want to play
headphones
this.
On.
You see this setup?
I cannot see On at all. Stand up. Oh my god.
The two headphones.
So far it's looking good. I think this might be the next song.
All right. I just found the song of the summer.
I just found the song of the summer.
Okay, guys, they're also called Uni Pegasus.
Okay.
Uni Pegasus.
Uni Pegasus.
Interesting.
Alicorn is a Latin word for the horn of a unicorn. I'm so confused.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, this song is 8 minutes, so maybe I'll put that in the later song.
Okay.
All right, we'll save that for the later. Speaking of the next song, this next song, did you see that segue? That segue was lit.
Oh, that was
yeah,
good.
That was a really
like
good segue.
That.
It was really good. This next song is, we're playing some of The Strokes.
Mm-hmm.
Who up The Strokes?
I'm The Strokes.
I actually am The Strokes. We are The Strokes, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is The Strokes' Selfless from the new Abnormal album. This one was a specific request from my dear friend Maddie W.
I love this song.
So we're going to get that banging. Let's freaking go.
Ooh.
I'm scared.
Wait, why are you scared?
I don't know.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
The other song's fading out, guys. Give it a second.
And here we go, friends. Maybe that's a kooky situation.
So let's go back to the little Kitty Old Town Road.